Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined, as always, by Bridget. Thanks for bearing with us on the crazy schedule these last couple weeks of who knows when we're going to have an episode. But for those of you who tune in and have those notifications on, good to see you here. Or if you're watching, of course, in podcast land or whatever, we like you just the same, but a little bit less. What's going on, everybody? Not less. Please like the video, all that.
Yeah. Person.
Yeah. I don't mean a single thing I say up here. But anyway, I hope you all have been enjoying the return of competitive Pokemon Unite in its truest fashion, I believe. We had multiple ACL regional leagues complete. Our week two of regional league competition for the Western leagues happened this last weekend. We got even more to talk about on the show. We are going to be talking a little bit about what's going on in the game right now for Pokemon Unite. A couple of new releases happened, so we'll talk about Meowth and Sirfetch'd. And then, of course, after that, we'll talk about the regional leagues. And then EUIC is literally around the corner. This is going to be the episode that we have before EUIC. So we'll get you some fun predictions, things like that. I hope you could all play along and have some fun with that one, too. Before we get into any of that, though, Bridget, my friend, how have you been?
I am so good. I really enjoyed watching all of the Unite this past weekend. Admittedly, I've been playing a lot of Stardew Valley, not a lot of Pokemon Unite lately, but I did have a lot of fun watching not only like the Western Leagues, but all the ACL stuff this past weekend too.
That's awesome. You are going to be our ACL correspondent a little bit. With the Western Leagues going on and ACL at the same time, when I was a young man, maybe I could watch both. But now that I'm almost 30, I can't do it any longer. It's too difficult at this point to work one and watch the other at this point. I've hit a wall. But I got the recaps in. Obviously, Bridget with the updates is huge. But Bridget, let's start with stuff going on in the game right now. I know we haven't played too much of Pokemon Unite currently, but we do have a couple of releases. And you know what? Let's just jump right into them, shall we? Let's talk about Meowth. Let's talk about this newest speedster. For once, not an all-rounder being added to the game. And I know we're a bit late on this one, everybody. We're going to try to remember release date Meowth to keep these report cards as focused as we can. But Meowth, that's right. Chat, we're going to need you to jump in as much as you can with feedback on this Pokemon because Bridget and I have not played this one as much. However, we can start in our first category. For those of you unfamiliar, by the way, we give every single Pokemon that's been released into Pokemon Unite a Western-style report card, essentially going from A+ all the way down to F in terms of grades on certain categories in fun, balance level, flavor/theme, solo queue viability, and then competitive viability. And then it gets real weird with the Hundo Burger level, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So, Bridget, I know you haven't played too much, but I'm sure you've seen and understood what Meowth is capable of and what that Pokemon likes to do on Theisky Ruins. I am not going to lie. I'm leaning towards like an A rank in fun, like out the gate. Yeah.
I mean, just based off of like, how could you not have fun like playing as Meowth? Like, I know that goes in flavor, but I mean, it is one of the more iconic releases we've had lately.
Yeah.
When I talk about almost anything, I will be excluding the Megas.
Right.
I do not think they're iconic. Yeah. Or
and we did not treat them like that, like they were in the grades. So we did reflect that opinion on the report cards. We did nail that.
So I would be inclined to agree with you.
So yeah, Richter brings up an interesting point, like the items being so fun. If anybody is unfamiliar with Meowth's kit, you basically it has pickup, which my favorite thing that they do with Pokemon Unite design might be how well they translate like in-game VGC abilities into passives in Unite. But anyway, pickup, making you just a ton of battle items all the time, refreshing new ones, cooldowns. I've seen the people saying don't put eject button on Meowth because you will accidentally be using it or using a different item when you think you have a certain one, etc., etc. Either way, it is such a fun mini game. And how many times have listeners of this podcast heard me preach about Pokemon needing fun mini games? So love Meowth for that reason. The only reason I think it wouldn't slip into like a plus range, like a perfect score, is I do think some of the moves being all point and click. But the Unite move is super fun. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like if there was a little more skill expression, it could go all the way up to A+. But otherwise, I think we'll keep it at A, in my opinion. Balance level. Reminder, we're talking about Release Meowth. I do think it topped the win rate charts almost immediately. Point and click, extremely strong Pokemon in terms of stats. Very hard to be bad at a Pokemon like Meowth. I don't know. Where do you want to put that for balance level?
I honestly, I would give it like a C minus.
Okay. Yeah, I think C minus, D plus range is kind of where I was thinking too. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with a little bit of time, this Pokemon is like falling back down the charts a little bit. You know, people are kind of understanding what it can do a bit more. Maybe that's influencing our balance level. I don't know. I feel like Sirfetch'd is going to do better in this category than Meowth will. And honestly,
agree.
Maybe we should dip all the way down to D plus. I don't know. It's not like F tier, right? But it was pretty busted. I'm going D plus. I'm executive decisioning D plus.
I trust you. I trust. Ripto was also saying D in the chat room. Okay. So.
All right. Well, that's good. All right, Ripto. We'll fight you up to a plus, but that's good. Chat, please, we need help with these because we have not played this Pokemon enough.
Yeah,
this is great.
I will be taking it today. Thank you.
And Spraggles always leaves me scathing reviews on these report cards. So the best we could do would be great. Okay.
Yeah, we really need to. Spraggles is our teacher.
Yes. Yeah, peer reviews our reviews. That's true. Okay, so balance level at T+. Flavor slash theme. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you could do Meowth much better, Bridget.
I am obsessed, honestly. Like, I love when they don't evolve.
Yeah.
I love when they don't evolve.
I'm
I think
not gonna
it
lie.
Is just inherently funny and good.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Funny and good is correct. I think this is a clear A plus. Like I don't know. It is like I'm not calling a fully sure hit kit having flavor. That's not the category. Fuck, that's down for balance level. Fun. Yeah, those are honestly, I feel like, yeah, you're calling it out more for having not be fun, which I think might be actually more fair. But flavor slash theme, I think this Pokemon absolutely crushes it. It's Meowth. Yeah, he doesn't speak human language. You don't know that. You just got no voice lines programmed in.
Yeah, if they did have, like, the New York accent Meowth from the anime, that would make it, like...
Yeah.
That would be next level, but they crazy. Like that's actually too good to be true.
Yeah, that'd be unreal. Man, if they ever do, like, Team Rocket's Meowth as, like, a playable Pokemon, as, like, a different license that I have to pay $100 for... It sounds great. That would be a fun... Yeah, they've given us Megas. Who knows? Maybe we'll get, like, you know, Go got Shadow Pokemon. Eventually, maybe we'll get Shadow Pokemon or Team Rocket, like, Rocket's Pokemon. That'd be kind of crazy.
Yeah, I've always said I want, like, the Pokemon in Pokemon Unite to be, like, specific. Like, have, I don't know, like, backstories and, like, lore. And be, like, I don't know. I want, like, comic books about them. But that's asking for a lot.
Oh, I know. It is tough, like, to get... You'd have to, like, kind of create, like, trainers as a part of it or something. I don't know. It's a difficult spot.
Exactly.
How do you feel about the solo queue viability and comp viability I just put in there? A and B plus?
Yeah, I must say... I guess it was banned in, like, everything lately. But I feel like even... I'm trying to think of Grassroots Tourney is where it's been unbanned. I don't know. Maybe there haven't been any. I just don't feel like I've seen it very much, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like it's definitely out of, like, Moratorium or whatever, but...
Right.
Maybe people are just matching UCS. I don't know.
I think that's the case. I think, also... Moratorium got like an upgrade this year for UCS stuff or something. It's like 30 days.
Yeah, oh, it's longer.
Which
it's longer.
Personally, I have no idea why. I actually think that's a terrible decision. I don't understand
why. Because license journeys are poopy, but.
I guess. Whatever. come on, ambassador program. Just give a license code over to the players. Call it a day. I don't know. Whatever.
They're all unlocked anyway. Anyway,
more thoughts on that later. Hundo Burger level out of 5 for Meowth. I feel like the only thing bringing this Pokemon down is just its balance level on release, which does hurt. But for that, I'm willing to give this sucker 3 Hundo Burgers. How are you feeling?
Maybe I'm...
It's got 3 A's on its report card right now.
Oh, no, I could give it 5.
5? Whoa. That's crazy. I don't know. I think this thing was too broken to give it 5. I think that's crazy. Raven's saying 3 is generous, which I think. Okay, so I'm giving it 3. The more we've talked about it and the more Chad has like inputted it, I actually kind of want to drop fun down a little bit. Just because of all of its point and click moves. And Ufobox was saying that too. So like, yeah. Oh man, I don't know.
Fun comes from the passive.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Isn't.
I'm going to be. I'm
you know.
Be.
Okay, I agree. I feel like, but a lot of the time, the passive is kind of the coolest part of a lot of Pokemon's kits.
Yeah,
that's
true.
IMO.
Except Gengar.
But it's not like, except Gengar, it's not like very interactive.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll leave Meowth here. For audio listeners, Meowth was rated fun at a B, balance level at a D+, flavor/theme at an A+, solo queue viability at an A, competitive viability at B+, Hundo Burger level 3 out of 5.
Which we didn't agree on.
Just
put 3.
Fine. We'll put it up to 4. We'll put it up to 4. We'll meet in the middle. Hey, if you like this thing that much, we'll do 4. Honestly, fun release. I like speedsters being added to the game. It feels like they'll never balance a speedster out for release. It's just like too.
Yeah.
That's too much.
And I think I have Rose. I'm just like, well, it's not a mega.
Right.
I kind of don't
so
care.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's not a mega. It's not an all-rounder. This thing is awesome.
Yeah.
That's where my standards were at that point.
Smim, don't quote chain smokers to me. Okay, let's get into Sirfetch'd for the same report card. Okay, I've played more games of Sirfetch'd than I have of Meowth. And I gotta admit, I'm really enjoying this Pokemon. I know it's another purple background, and that's where Zoinks likes to live. I chose this game for a reason, and it's working pretty good for me. I think this Pokemon, this one, I want to make the argument at an A, I think. I think
okay,
we're putting
well,
it at an A.
But so you have to fight the chat, but the chat is very favorable.
Yeah, no. Yeah, sounds like we're way higher on Sirfetch'd than we are on Meowth. Okay, I like this. Okay, A. Now, this is the question. Balance level on Sirfetch'd. I think people are making the argument that it might even be like underpowered. You know what I mean? It's like it is.
It had a sub 50 win rate, I believe.
Right. Which it's like
is. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah,
that's been the case for the release guy.
Oh man, our chat is split on this one. C or B because it's underpowered. Some people saying S because it's like balanced well. It's interesting. I think this Pokemon is so good. Detect as a move is, I think, tuned pretty darn well. Like, your counter an enemy move timer is pretty small as a margin. Like, you gotta time it extremely well. And people just don't know it quite yet. Like, what instance of the move that they have to deflect and that kind of thing. I don't know why this thing crits as much as it does. I guess because it's flavorful, whatever. I don't know. Personally, I think. Okay. A-. I'm soft launching A-. Okay.
I'm aligned.
I like that. A- for Sirfetch'd balance. I think Chicken probably will be all right. I do think this Pokemon could be. They could tune it up. I don't want them to. They could tune it up, but I want them to leave this Pokemon for like a month. You know what I mean? I want to, like,
ooh,
just chill.
Yeah.
And then
but don't
we'll
touch
see.
It.
Yeah.
Let him cook.
Yeah. Raymond is correct, though. I think the tech being the only viable moveset is probably true. As much as I love the Captain America throw shield jump too, which is quite fun, the tech is just, unfortunately, stronger. Okay. Flavor/theme. Now, here's where I struggle is I don't love Sirfetch'd as a Pokemon. Like, it actually might be one of my least
favorite.
Crazy
choice.
Like, Sirfetch'd is, I have never been people love Farfetch'd. I've never gotten the Farfetch'd hype. And when Sirfetch'd came out, I went, what? Like, I am not a Sirfetch'd fan.
Oh, Chad is not happy.
Yeah, Lobo and Gamma are going to throw hands. I don't know. I think it's a cool addition to Unite because it's, like, unique and it has a shield and a spear. That's fun. I don't know. It's like, fine. Yeah, Smim does say, I'll learn to love it. Honestly, that does happen from time to time, right? A Pokemon launches into the game that I don't have that much love for. And I'm like, oh, Yeah, okay, cool. I'm into this, but...
I will say, I love Galar, love the Galar decks.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not, I agree with you, I was not like a far-fetched truther any means. I would say I'm still pretty neutral on the guy, but he is getting the animation Sirfetch'd and Pichu by the Wallace and Gromit people. So I think his glow up is like imminent.
Okay, fair enough.
That show is gonna be, I don't know. I like Wallace and Gromit.
It's gonna change lives. And,
and like the little teaser animation was so cute. And it's just called like Pichu and Sirfetch. And it's like, wow.
Adorable.
What's Sirfetch doing there? But I'm excited for him. And
like,
I'm
generically England. Like, put an English Pokemon in there. Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
It'll be cute.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm more into Sirfetch. Okay, here's the thing. If we just like look at Sirfetch as like, hey, I'm a knight, you know? I think it does okay. As that job, the tech kind of makes sense. There's a lot of lunging, a lot of parrying. That's kind of fun. The crit system is like towards its VGC counterpart. So it's like at least a B, if not higher, maybe? I don't know. It's just like, I'm not saying it's a bad flavor / theme hit. It's just that I don't care enough about this Pokemon to make a judgment. Where would you put it
at? I'm honestly... Listen, I'm kind of with you. Like, okay. This is not my guy, you know? Like,
it's
this is
our
not my
chat's
boy.
Guy. Tell you what. Yeah. That's whose it is.
Clearly, we needed, like, a Sirfetch correspondent on this episode. But it is cool that he has, like, a sword and a shield. Because I feel like usually... The Pokemon only gets one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're either the sword guy or you're the shield guy.
That's true.
So, like, who else would, like, have his kit, you know?
True.
Like, I don't really know what other Pokemon could also... I don't know. But we already have Aegislash Swim.
Yeah, that is true.
And he's one or the other. He's not both. Like,
right,
He can't be both. He'll never be him, you know?
Oof. Get actually Smim. Heck yeah. Yeah, I think flavor / theme, I think this thing sets an A to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's getting an A because I'm a hater. I guess it's not getting A+. So great. You know what? You know what? I think I told chat to have input, and I think chat did. I'll put it at A+.
Yeah.
Reminder, we don't have S. So, we're not going to S. I know it accidentally typed it there for a second. Gamma saw me. But A+ is where I'll keep it for now. Solo queue viability. Okay. Interestingly enough, I like this Pokemon being well-balanced is like a strange way to define it. But you got to remember, actually, this Pokemon does extremely well, like, by itself. You know what I mean? Like, in theory, like, it plays okay by itself. It doesn't need a lot of backup. Like, its level curve feels pretty easy to hit. It's self-sufficient with things like Detect or its other movement abilities. Like, your crits can kind of turn a fight 1v in a pretty crazy situation. I don't know. I think this, like, thing is a solid mon in that you're not going to carry the entire game just on your back, especially with its Unite move. I think, like, it's just, it kind of feels like a better Talon Unite move sometimes in some situations, because that Unite move, oof. You get Deuce talking about that Unite move. I don't know. Solo queue viability, chat's saying B for that one. Okay, chat's multiple votes for B. You okay with that?
I'm aligned.
Okay, competitively. What do you take out for this thing? You know what I mean? I don't know. Listen, Toon's winning regional league games on Metagross, but like, it is still in moratorium, Lobo. Like, we're not going to see this thing at EOIC. I think we should see it by week 3 of regional league competition. Oh yeah, that's not till like mid March, right? So we should.
Sure.
I have no idea. Early March.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we try to like predict
end of March. Oh Jesus,
how it'll be?
Yeah, it'll be there. We'll have to predict it. I don't know. The detect mechanic is unique. See, OG or Machizel untap this thing. That's true. Is OG playing in the regional league? Anyway,
Smim, like,
yeah, he's on an old school bender. That's right.
Yeah, his bit in the UCS chat was just bringing up like disbanded teams.
Right.
He just kept asking about them.
What if we leave it at B?
Yeah.
How do you feel about B? I kind of like line up it. There. Okay. Listen, this thing also has 3 A's on it, so we're at minimum 3 Hundo Burger levels. I think 4.
Yeah, the Hundo Burger isn't a culmination of the grades. I don't want you to misconstrue what the Hundo Burger means.
Yeah, that's true.
But I agree.
Also, it's Sanji 4, please.
Put some respect on my goat.
Lobo, can someone please explain Hundo Burger level? I don't know how it would need explanation. It's so clear. How many Hundo Burgers out of 5?
Was there not a Hundo Burger level on your report cards?
Is this our first 5 Hundo Burgers since Delmise?
Oh, did we do 5?
I was just soft launching it. I was tossing it out there.
You're like, wow, can you believe we did that? I'm like, no.
No, I can't believe we didn't decide. Okay. I mean, chat seems to really like this Pokemon. Like, a lot. I do think it just being a little, man, it's not undertuned in how I think this game should be balanced. It's undertuned in how the game's given its current state. So
yeah.
That's weird to define.
Which that doesn't make it. I mean, frick it. 5 burger.
Frick it. We're generous in the new year. 2026 is the year of 5 Hundo Burger Pokemon. Let's go. Let's go. Lobo's asking for 7. We'll meet him in the middle at 5. All right. Okay. There we go. Again, for everybody listening in Podcast Audio Land, a fun of A, a balance level of A-, flavor/theme of A+, solo queue viability at a B, competitive viability at a B, and if you're asking how many Hundo Burger levels at a 5, it's 5. If you're asking what that means, then get out. All right. Thank you so much for the raid, JL. All right. That's going to bring us to the end of our report cards for Sirfetch'd and Meowth. Which brings us to what topic next? I don't even remember. Okay, let's talk about ACL conclusions. Yeah. ACL playoffs. All right, let's jump into it. Bridget, you are the one who got to watch a little bit of SEA and India. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Let's talk about SEA first. That's who I watched first.
Let's talk SEA first. Bring it up here. Here we go. Okay, so everybody, this was the playoff structure. Reminder, the playoff structure for SEA, the playoff structure for India's ACL, and the playoff structure for the regional leagues will be these King of the Hill style gauntlets, where the first seed will be automatically set up in the grand final and following down from there. Sorry, I got to ask me, what's with the ranking behind me? You put BH3 in first place, please. Well, currently right now they're at 4. Listen, Force Gaming haven't dropped a map in the entire regional league so far. They gotta be first. And then Root Dig and Evil Geniuses. Listen, I'm a bit of a homer sometimes, but we'll see what happens at EUIC. We'll see what happens at EUIC. Okay, but we're talking about SEA right now. Bridget, you got to watch some of the grand final, right?
Yes. So similar to Zoinks, I could not stay up late and watch this and comprehend what was going on. But I woke up early on Saturday morning and it was still on. So I got to watch like the very last game. And I was like, fool, like FS. I'm like, okay. Like, not like the hugest shocker, I guess. Like, they started in quarterfinals, but still, like, yeah. I was obviously expecting at least T1 to be in that. I don't know, series. But yeah, right. Went to game 5, which India did as well. That's probably why they were still on when I woke up. So thank them for a fun full set.
Yeah, if you want to go back and like watch any of these matches, I think the one to watch is probably the quarterfinals, right? Because the top 3 from Southeast Asia qualified for the Asia Champions League. So that match between Full Sense and Rival was the qualification game. Was like, the winner doesn't get to go to ACL, the winner does. Or, of course, when I say doesn't get to, I mean they have to play in the winter tournament to try to qualify. The open tournament that'll be happening pretty soon. So, but either way, Full Sense beating Rival in a 2-1, beating T1 2-0, which, yeah, to your credit, I think is absolutely an upset. And then eventually losing to Onik 2-3 in a grand final, which is pretty epic. I know Eeyore was like doing like a watch party of the whole playoffs, aww, even though they were playing in the grand final. Because he's like, like, we're already qualified, so I'm just going to watch party them and then join my team for one of our matches, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, might as well. Like, yeah, that is sure. So funny. I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty great. But yeah, shout out to Eeyore, fan of the show, for a grand final victory of 3-2 over full sets. That one was pretty sick. Let's talk about India, though. Same format. Now, reminder, everybody, India was the first to do the King of the Hill format, and they made history with multiple times having a team from the bottom of the ladder climbing all the way to the top. Unfortunately, the glory days of that have passed. We didn't have a team climb more than three spaces, which in SEA was the most, with Team Nemesis doing so. But a lot of exchanges early on in the bracket to eventually lead to the grand final. Now, the important thing about this grand final was that the winning team was the only seed out of this India playoff to make it to the ACL finals. They will also have an open winter tournament, but this, out of the league, they only took one team. So the grand final between Reckoning Esport and Godlike was our final. And in the end, Reckoning took it down. Were you able to see any of the actual matches in that one, Bridget, or just tune into the closing ceremonies, if you will?
Yeah, I feel like SEA ended, and then I flipped over to India, and mm-hmm. It was like the final game of the set. And I was like, oh my God, another best of five. Like, let's go. But yeah, Reckoning turned it out. I can't really remember like comps or anything too crazy, mm-hmm. but it was fun for me to get to wake up and watch some bangers in real time.
Yeah, it was a fun one. All right, so folks at home, if you're looking for required reading, I'm saying quarterfinals from SEA and grand finals from India. It's where I'm sending people out to go and check out in terms of matches. But that is the conclusion of the Asia Champions League playoffs for their individual leagues for SEA in India. Japan still has yet to conclude. But of course, we also want to talk about the regional leagues. Let's just take a look at the standings that were posted here on Twitter. We're starting with EU, BH3 Esport at a 6-0 in terms of match score. I think they only dropped two maps. Yeah, that would have to be the case if they're at a plus 10 differential. One of the four teams left in all of the regional leagues at 6-0. I absolutely love that we have a team from each region, at least one, and I'm having two, that have not dropped a match yet. I think that's so sick. very, very fun storylines. I want BH3 to run into either Root Digger Evil Geniuses at UIC real bad.
Yeah, I mean, we have to for science. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. For the ranking purposes, it must be done.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. Also, you turning out to be kind of interesting. You can see Los Caticados and Engage both tied at fourth place with Volticons Unite at the same match record, but one map differential behind. So it's going to be really interesting to see how those teams play out. Reminder, only the top five make playoffs, meaning that whoever drops down to six is going to be in that awkward spot. So something to keep an eye on throughout the rest of the EU Regional League. In terms of storylines from EU this year, I think BH3 pulling ahead was the major one. Komai over Peps, I think, is a really big placement game. And with that, I feel like Komai is going to hold on to that second spot for quite some time until we kind of hit the second half of the regional league and Peps and BH3 have a chance to play Komai again. That'll be kind of where we see that maybe shake up. But yeah, interesting storylines from EU so far. And that was a crazy tour. Maybe match of the week was like Komai Peps.
Dang, really? Yeah, I had a lot of fun watching EU this past weekend. I got to see and cast some of the off-broadcast games, and I must say, even though, like, Paulette and Avalanche are, like, at the bottom here for these league rankings, mm-hmm. I was, like, pretty impressed with, like, watching at least Paulette specifically. I can't remember the Avalanche game, mm-hmm. but I want to say, I can't remember who Paulette was playing, but I was pretty impressed. I was like, they didn't look bad I think they lost like both games by like 20 to 30 points. Yeah. Like it was kind of like, damn, like, I don't know. So okay. I know people are, I'm sure, like aren't rating them as much as the other teams, which is fair, but would implore you to keep an eye on, like, I feel like the league teams are not, like, not only did they, like, earn their way in this one way or another, but they're getting a lot of great practice, so it's going to be fun to see if any of them are able to kind of, like, turn anything around, or even, like, how they show up in, like, the LCQs.
Yeah, I'm really interested for that too. But yeah, Jumbo Play, yeah, I think they have some spoiler potential for sure. I'm going to be excited to see if they, yeah, when, like, I feel like it's inevitable for them to get their first match win. So everybody keep an eye on them for sure. Taking a look at Latin America now with the most dominant team out of any of the regional leagues so far, Enforce Gaming, who is at 6-0 with a +12 map differential. I got them rated as the number one out of all the regional league teams. And I mean, that's just numbers, baby. Enforce Gaming absolutely crushing it. Falling down from there, you got Stamina right behind them. I think when we talked about the preview last time we were talking, Bridget, I was like, Stamina is my team to watch this week because it's like the placement games for them. And I thought they really stepped up to the plate. 4-2 with a +2 map differential. So crazy to see that compared to Force Gaming's +12.
I know, like that, because obviously Force is playing insane, mm-hmm. but also like the rest of LATAM is just so, like, they're the only region that doesn't have a team who's, like, only lost. They have, like, everyone has gotten, like, a win off someone, which I think is, yeah. just speaks to the region, man. Like, oh. they are...
I mean, it speaks to the format monsters. In which you build the region, I think. Like, it's like, hey, we took three regions, and we took very best out of each one, and it's like, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, to the fact, CACM... like, it got top three at ACL, at LAIC to get to ACL, and is in sixth place currently. Also, Gab, I know you're in a chat. I don't understand why head-to-head is a tiebreaker before map differential in a league format. But anyway, I'll throw my notes in later. I don't quite understand that, but it is what it is. Write that down. but anyway, it is... yeah, it is going to be really interesting. I love watching this league. We've talked about it on broadcast quite a bit, but yeah. CACM also had an easy bracket at LASC. I mean, big claims can be made, but we'll see. 2-4 right now. We'll see if they improve at all. 2Z Esports also at 2-4 with the worst map differential. But again, they got that lead. All right, last one. No comment from Gemma. All right, interesting.
Hey, that bracket was...
questionable.
Divisive, Black questionable. CH, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, listen, LAIC is always weird, right? It's like the start of the season. Like, who knows what's going on? It's the Wild West. All right. North America Regional League Week 2 standings. Dignitas at a 6-0. Not quite a +12, but a +11. But the crazy thing about NA is that there's also evil geniuses at 6-0. I've talked about this a few times for EUIC coming up. There's teams I want to see match up in bracket. Do not want to see them play at EUIC. I do not want Dignitas to play EG. I will do anything to prevent it from happening. Oh, whoops. I want them to have to play in the regional league. I want that storyline of the two Titans, because them meeting beforehand would just pull the rug out from under it a little bit. Or we'd have to just talk about it a lot at EUIC. It's fine. Anyway.
You're not ready. You're not ready for it yet. Exactly. Need the long con. Yeah, I understand.
Exactly. TI Gang and Aftermath Esports bringing up the rear at -11 and -10, respectively. Citadel Gaming having a pretty tough week this week in terms of performance, dropping down to 2-4 and at a -5 map differential. However, you got to remember they did get the EG and Dignitas treatment this week in terms of matches, which is never easy. I had that Citadel Dignitas match as my like match of the week to watch. Did not go in their favor, but yeah, it's just it's a tough league, some really tough opponents. So, but Citadel having kind of a in-region rival in like Lunex and Extinction so far, I think is going to be interesting. They feel like those middle of the table teams, and to that credit, Bridget, I don't know if you feel this way too. I feel like IX Gaming is pulling ahead into a bit of a tier break from the rest of the pack, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, the numbers don't lie. Mm-hmm. I think if I could do math, like, they're closer to the top than they are. They're closer to second place than they are to fourth place. So
perfect. Well said. Well said. That's perfect.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which has been just so much fun to cheer for and see IX, like, show up in this way. Like, you can tell they have, like, I feel like just have used Worlds as, like, momentum and just haven't really seemed to stop, which is really exciting and fun, especially for, like, obviously players that if you, like, pay attention to Grassroots are familiar with, but to see them, like, take the official league by storm has been so much fun. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't often get, like, new blood, like a whole new team, at least, I feel like breakthrough. So
it's true.
It's been fun.
Yeah. We're taking a look on screen right now about just like some of the matchup and the scores between these teams, how they went in days 3 and 4. I want to just give Dig a big shout out for going flawless in week 2. I know the competition a little bit different, but they went flawless against IX, something that EG wasn't able to do, right? So that's kind of why they're pulling ahead in the map differential a little bit. And then 2 over Citadel, which I think is also a pretty big win for them. Citadel has yet to play. Oh no, they lost 2-0 to EG in the earlier on. But yeah, either way, Dignitas, I think, looking really clean and just getting better and better, and they will be at EUIC. Speaking of which, Bridget, should we start talking about EUIC?
yes, let's go. It's so soon.
I know, literally way too soon if you ask me. I but anyway, it is gonna be so fun. So folks, EUIC is gonna be around the corner, and of course London, as it has been the last few years. It is going to be really fun. It is the classic format that we've seen for all the Unite tournaments so far. It will be group stage in day 1, single elimination bracket in day 2, followed by, of course, a day 3 or championship Sunday, which will only have the grand finals, which is for a bunch of prize money, like all these ICs are for. But of course, the big prize is the very first team going to Worlds will be decided in a couple of weeks. That's insane. That's insane, Bridget.
I know. It does make... Obviously, the season's been happening, but that does make it feel real. Like, like Worlds is coming again. That is what happens.
Yeah, it is. It's nuts. It's so fun every year, but every year I'm like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, it is. I gotta mentally prepare for all of that goes into the actual thing happening. But yeah, Bridget is around the corner. It's a major tournament. Fortunately, no Bridget at EUIC, as much as I have begged for Bridget to come.
I know.
Is what it is, but either way, you're going to be, I'm assuming, watching. Are you planning on watch partying at all or no?
Yes, I would like to. So that's the plan. I will be seated on twitch.com.
Okay.
Watching Zoinks gallivant in Europe.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, when Relic and I cast it is what we do. I think we gallivant.
Yeah, that's how I would describe what you that's what our job is. The Pokemon Unite chant.
Will I be speaking in an Irish accent the whole time? Who knows?
Was that it?
No, that wasn't it. It was not my fourth soft launch of the night. But anyway, it'll be fun. But everybody, to make sure to tune in to Bridges' Twitch to talk about it. But EUIC is coming around the corner. We don't have like an official announcement of all the teams in attendance or anything like that. I don't even know if we have a StarGG page to really operate off of at the time being. So we're just going to kind of talk about it broad strokes a little bit. And for that, let's talk metagame first, Bridget. I think it's probably the best way to go about it. Is Meowth out of moratorium? When did Meowth release?
You should know this.
Yeah, I should Gamma. Know this. I
don't know, especially with it being like different this year. I am obviously not privy fully. Is it based off of like launch date?
Well, because it released on January 9th. Okay, it is out of moratorium. Okay, interesting. I'm it's kind of close.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. So... Thank you, Gamma, for the clarification. Yes. So Meowth will be available, which will be interesting. I feel like it'll be a pretty frequently banned Pokemon, if I had to guess.
Really? God, those banned spots are just so,
they're scary.
Contested. Do we know if there's, I guess, Sirfetch'd, but...
Sirfetch'd will be banned.
I guess everything else will be...
As far as I am aware, I have not heard about any bugs that are big enough to warrant a ban or anything like that. But so we're going to operate in our metagame discussion with there being the only Pokemon not being allowed to be Sirfetch'd. So we'll see.
Yes.
Yeah. Gavin, give us the old no comment, so who knows what that means. All right.
I will take that at face value.
Let's do Spidups. Oh, I'd love Spidups in Pokemon Unite. Imagine me clowning on Sirfetch'd and then asking for Spidups. Okay.
Yeah, that's sick work.
Okay, Bridget, you mentioned it. Bansplot's kind of insane right now in competitive. It feels like there's a lot of Pokemon that people are focusing on getting out of this game at the moment. There's a few Pokemon making it through the cracks, and then it feels like you're paying the price for it immediately after. In your opinion, what Pokemon do you think will be the most banned Pokemon at UIC this year?
God damn.
It's a tight one.
Sorry.
Oh. I think we might have lost Bridget's mic. Oh, she's back. We're good to go.
Yeah, sorry. I unplugged it. Oh, and good. Now it's plugged back in.
Hooray.
I was just building suspense.
Of course.
It's a tough one. I still feel like a lot of the megas are at large.
Yes.
But it is interesting. Sometimes a team won't ban any. Sometimes they ban them all. So I'm trying to pick which mega.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll probably start with the word mega. And then it'll fall from there.
I will just go with Gyarados.
Oh, okay. Mega Gyarados.
The mega, obviously.
Right, of course. That's a little unfortunate. I also was thinking of going with Mega Gyarados.
I was pretty on the line between that and Mega Charizard Y, so.
You know, all right, then I'll flex to Charizard Y. I don't feel too bad about that. It is an interesting Pokemon. I feel like it got a little exposed in competitive play when it was finally allowed in.
Death.
Just interesting. And it also feels like one of those Pokemon that'll be like day one, its ban rate will fire through the roof. And then all of a sudden on a day two, it'll start like slipping down a little bit. But that's all right. We'll stick with that for the bans. Let's talk about Picrate. Pokemon that'll actually fall through the ban phase and will be picked pretty frequently. You started in ban rate, so I'm going to start on pick rate.
Yes.
I am going to go... both those Pokemon might just receive bans pretty frequently. You know what? We're going to EU. Give me Eldegoss.
Oh. Okay. I feel like the healers are just in such an interesting... spot right now.
I already feel bad about saying it, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I thought a lot of the leagues were a lot of like Umbreon versus Vaporeon. Like
yes.
It was like one team got one and the other team got there. So
I just feel like I'm gonna get banned too. That's like my only scare. But okay.
I feel like they got through ban a lot. Like people are banning like Doug, Blastoise, Mega Char, Mega Gary, Mega Luca, Mimikyu.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I feel like they definitely could be.
Yeah.
I just felt like we saw a lot of that last weekend. So I'm going to say Umbreon. Vaporeon gets banned, but I don't really feel like Umbreon does as much anymore.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. The final one, and I think maybe the most interesting one. Let's predict some win rate Pokemon. Who do we think is going to be rising to the top of the win rate charts? I think in the past we stuck to what broadcast does. I think it's like 5 minimum picks for it to warrant a win rate conversation. All right, so I went first with my Eldegoss pick, which still again feels like a throw.
You can pivot. You're allowed to.
No. I like, I'm keeping it.
Imaginary rules. Okay.
Yep. That's this whole show. Okay. Your choice for win rate.
Man, I do feel like this one is interesting, but this one always feels like the hardest. Good God, there's just so many all-rounders in this video game, bro. Like, I don't... Okay. I'm locking in. I will say... oh, God.
It's a hard one.
I know. I'm really... What's chat saying? Is anyone...
Smim's saying Hoopa, maybe.
I tend to like to try. I feel like it's easier to guess which support is gonna like do the best than like a carry, unless it's like pretty obvious. Right now, I'm feeling unsure. So, like, I want to pick a carry.
Okay.
As I say that, but it's so... I'm not sure. Like, Gyarados is definitely, I think, a contender for me.
Okay, just standard Gyarados, we're saying.
Yeah. Mm. Like, I want to say Blastoise, but I don't know if I believe in the Blastoise. Like, my heart's not in it.
Mm.
Maybe I'll just go with Mimikyu.
Oh, always a good choice.
I might go with Mimikyu.
Mimikyu?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
All right, well, a non-committal Mimikyu. Fair enough, fair enough.
I'm writing it down. I hope you had something in mind.
What if I just go with, like, Mega Charizard 1? Like,
you're allowed to do that.
Like, if it makes it through, you know what I mean?
Which I think it will.
It'll make it through.
But it's
enough.
Very funny. Yeah. Predicted it to be the highest band and the
and
highest
the highest
win rate.
Yeah. A little all in. Maybe I'll shift it. I was actually, I mean, full disclosure, I was looking at Poker's like stats from week 2 of the European League to see what it is. Talonflame with a 75% win rate, by the way. Hey,
oh,
how are you?
Honestly,
it's pretty good.
I was trying to think of Speedsters because I feel like Darkrai is a little fraudulent.
Yeah. Yeah, it had a 30% win rate. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katakados, Black CH says, is the Talonflame.
Oh, got it, got it. I am going to pick, and this was my gut before I even looked at these numbers, so I'm going to stick with it. I'm going Maridon.
Oh, really? For win rate?
Yeah. I don't know. I just find it to be so friggin' consistent. It's always good. I think it'll be up there. So, that's going to be my choice. I'm going to go with Maridon. Shout out to Krustle, though, for being the most picked and having one of the best win rates. 73% win rate and 15 picks. That's kind of insane. I mean, we obviously have specific player shout outs with these, but you think Mewtwo Y of Maridon? Not new you. At a 20% win rate, Black.
We'll see. Fed information.
Yeah. I'm cheating. Well, that's where we'll keep it.
It's a data-based... Yes.
Okay. I guess our final selection, Bridget. What team do you think is going to win? I sent you a list of who I think is currently signed up. We can't really make this public, everybody, but we're going to just kind of guess off this base. Bridget, who are you picking to win the whole darn thing?
Obviously, LG made a big splash with, like, the icy three-peach.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure Dig is looking to do the same, and they are definitely in form. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Toon gets, like, a level up being in Europe.
True. Like, home turf.
Boosted. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to go with Dig. I'm feeling...
Is your brain saying Dig, but your heart saying somebody else?
I think I'm going to be French and go for a BH3.
Whoa, BH3 pick. Okay, I like that a lot from Ridge. That's funny. Okay, well, that actually was my pick. So I'm pivoting to Root Dig, baby. Otter is going to be winning 5 ICs in a row. Let's go.
He has the sauce. Yeah. Like, I was pondering my orb, but I am just excited for EUIC in general.
Me too.
Obviously, I think most of, if not all of the like EU league teams will be there. Obviously, some NA teams have said they're going. So I feel like EUIC always is a pretty big, like, obviously a lot of Europe, as is with all of the ICs and wherever they're hosted.
Of course.
But NA usually shows up. Some Latin American teams show up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a shame. No Eastern teams, really. I feel like EUIC was like the international showdown the first year it happened, and then ACL was like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What if we did that? Uh-huh. And they're like, okay, now it's going to be ACL finals, is that? Yeah. So they kind of joined it, which is fine, but we'll get that later. But no, but it still will be a good mix of squads. It's always kind of fun to at least see like the EU NA like matchoffs on LAN. So yeah,
me too. Oh, God.
It'll be good.
Oh, so excited for I love these regional leagues, but I love international competition. And I like that this one's like mid-season. LAIC is fun because it's like a season kickoff, you know what I mean? It's got that energy. But like EUIC is like we're in the thick of it. We know who's hot, who's not, that kind of thing. And then that can all change at an IC, who levels up, who gets worse. I love this stuff. So it's gonna be so fun. Everybody, please tune in to watch EUIC. Not this weekend, but the following one. If you want to tune in to something else too, I will be doing the preview show happening tomorrow. If you're watching this live, make sure to tune in. I'm gonna be doing some fun antics talking about Pokemon Unite. I had an interview with Yutao from BH3 Esport that you'll be able to listen to during the show, which I think was really cool. So yeah, a lot of fun content over there, and you can learn a little bit more about all the other competitive titles going to this event as well. But Bridget, anything to plug before we bounce?
I don't think so. Okay. I believe actually on Saturday evening on the EX Frontier Twitch channel, we'll be starting the grassroots league for NA over there.
Cool.
It's called, I think, Masters League or something.
Awesome.
So that'll be fun. First round of games, how everyone has like qualified either through the previous league or the open qualifiers. So those will be Saturday evenings, like every other week, starting this week, approximately. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Should be very fun. Yeah.
Cool. I love that. Ah, more leagues. I'm loving that much. You know, no matter where Unite ebbs and flows to, it feels like at the very least competitive scene is always going to exist because, I mean, listeners to content like this, players who want to keep trying to play this game to the top level that they can, it's really fun to watch, really fun to be a part of. So thank you everybody so much for tuning in. We'll see you after EUIC. I don't think there's any way we're getting an episode out next week with the traveling and stuff, but once we get back, we'll be recapping EUIC and talking about the first team to qualify for Worlds, baby. We'll see you on the other side of this one. Let's go. Bye.
Bye.